Hello, I'm Dave, and I'm here to tell you about how I came to become a Christian and quite what that's meant to me since then. And yeah, I suppose the entire thing begins when I was 18, my girlfriend of 2 years killed herself, which, with a great deal of hindsight, I probably could have seen coming, but at the time I just wasn't prepared for anything quite like that. And it basically completely destroyed me and any semblance of stability I had at the time. And I spent the next month before university in something of a numb daze, not really recognizing what had happened, not really telling anyone what had happened. And then when I came to university after that month, I began to really just fall to pieces. I found myself completely unable to sleep, to concentrate, unable to attend lectures, or when I did, the rare times that I did, I fell asleep almost immediately. So my university ended up sort of talking within about 6 months of throwing me out, which was getting a little bad. But that was the least of my worries at that point. A whole number of feelings were plaguing me at the time. I was sort of suffering from guilt for not being able to save her, and also guilt because at the time that this was all going on, I didn't actually know why she'd killed herself. And I spent an awful lot of time blaming myself because the only reasons I could think of at the time involved me. And also a strong sense of anger at the other people in her life who'd hurt her, most particularly somebody who had abused her when she was younger. And above all this, I felt really lonely and really empty, and it just really couldn't get much worse than that. And yeah, that kind of emptiness is a terrible thing, and I was looking for just about any route out of that. And somewhat unfortunately, the route I found out of that was a mixture of alcohol and suicide on my own part. So, for the most part, I kept this to myself. Nobody was really aware of what was going on, but somewhat fortunately, I was inept at actually killing myself. But one attempt led to me trying to jump out of a top-story window at Hall, and this was halted by someone actually holding on to me after I'd gone out the window. So, that kind of thing doesn't stay that private, and it managed to attract the attention of quite a few of the people who lived with me. Most importantly here, one of the people who lived with me was a Christian, and she thought the best cure for what I was going through was Christ himself, and for me to come to him. And so she spent the next while trying to convince me of this. I, for my own part, had been brought up in a strictly atheist house and culture. I pretty much had no contact with God beyond primary school, where they sang little sort of songs but didn't explain anything about it. And so, as far as I was aware, it was complete not interested. However, I'd also been brought up to be quite polite, so I was quite happy to listen. However, I spent most of my time picking holes in it. Sort of, she would say something, and I would then spend the next while trying to pick a hole in what she just said. But, however, I wasn't counting on her actually being able to answer these holes which I was trying to make. And I'd already assumed before I'd met her that it was quite easy to discredit the Christian faith, judging from what I'd seen, because it seemed like there were a few things which were fairly inherently flawed. And that was, as far as I was aware, that was what was going on. But she spent the next while talking to me. It took about a year or so until I sort of reached the point where, well, a year and a half, where theoretically I was willing to concede that there was just as good a case for Christianity as against it. But practically, there wasn't really any reason there. I mean, I'd learned lots of stuff, but I hadn't experienced God. It was always said that he sort of spoke to people, he was there with them, he'd answer their prayers, and I'd seen none of this. And in the absence of this, I still couldn't really believe that it was true. And so here we were, 15 months after Kate had died, and I was still feeling completely empty, and I was basically just, all I could see in front of me was this great big void in my life, and the prospect of spending it like that was not appealing. And so by the end of February, I was basically getting prepared to just go. I wasn't going to last another week really by the end. And so it was that by the first Sunday of March, I was taken somewhat unwillingly to church. And to this day, I can't really describe what happened there. I can't find the words. The English language hasn't got a word for everything, and it hasn't got the correct words here. But at the end of the service, we were asked to pray to let God into our lives. And I wasn't exactly convinced that this was going to do anything, but I kind of knew deep down that it was my last chance and that there was something there, so I prayed. And I can't really explain quite what happened next. There was just this amazing sense of peace and love. In just a moment, it felt like all the bad feelings, all the emptiness, everything that I'd gone through for the past year or so, which had completely torn me to pieces, had just gone completely. At the time, I felt so shameful, so dirty, that I found it really hard to believe that he would love me and that he does love me. But his care for me and for his creation is so great that when he reached down to me, as I was, and through his sacrifice gave me something that only he alone could provide, which is the healing and forgiveness of my sins. And that's what he's basically offering everyone, which I still find quite hard thing to grasp. And even since then, it hasn't always been particularly easy for me either. There have been times when God has felt really distant and I felt unwanted, and I haven't been the best person at holding on to him when I felt hurt by other people. But in spite of this wavering on my part and reluctance, he's always been there when I needed him. And looking back on it, I'll be quite happy to admit that he's managed to do some amazing things with me and to me, regardless of actually how I was feeling at the time. It's actually probably the times when I felt most terrible that he taught me the most. For quite a while, I spent looking for a job, and that began to really sort of drag me down because it was just going on, and nobody was giving me that. But in the end, he sort of taught me quite a lot of what he was through that experience. And he was... I've actually lost my place. I found out quite a lot about who God is and how he waits for the right time to do something so they can do it in the best way, rather than the way we would generally do it, which is just to rush things and do them sort of when we want to and end up with something that's less than perfect, whereas he has a great deal of patience and perseverance, which is something that we can learn quite a lot from, and I can. And I'm quite happy at the moment with my job situation, even if it's not ideal. And I also learned that he's always there, whether we think he's there or not, or even if we want him to be. And that he looks after us in the way that he sees best, and that he does it in an entirely loving fashion, even when it doesn't feel like it is. Sometimes he'll feel distant, but I now know that even in those times, I've got to hold on firmly to him, because I may not know the reason why he's not right there with me at the time, but I have faith in him to know exactly what he's doing and that it'll all be for the best, because so far it has been. And so he's led me to be baptized now, which I'll admit I wasn't that keen on. I really don't like public speaking, and I don't like the idea of slightly chilly water. And certainly if I were left up to my own devices, it would be another few years, decades, until I'd done it. But he basically said to me that, right, now's the time, go and do it. And I really wasn't that keen. I tried my best to sort of say, no, not now, please wait until I'm sort of feeling a bit more able to do this. But he was really quite insistent. And actually, it's a lot less scary now than I was expecting, which is a big answer to prayer. And I'll finish by saying that I'm really glad to be a child of God, and that I'm really looking forward to a future with him and getting to know him better than I do now. And that is really the best possible future that he could have given me and that he could give anyone. So thank you for listening.
Good luck.
The water felt warmer, didn't it, to the hand than the
top. Warm. Bottom isn't.
That's cheers. No problem. He says boldly. Okay, what we're going to do is just ask Gemma first to pray for Dave, and then I think Phil's got a verse, and then I've just got some promises that Dave's going to respond to.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for what you've done in Dave's life. Lord, thank you that he's in a relationship with you, and that you have taught him so much and have been so close to him when he needed you. And Lord, just pray now as Dave takes this step of faith, that you would honour that step of faith, and that you would continue to be with him in his life, that you would continue to teach him things. And Lord, we pray that you would, as he's baptised now, Lord, would you fill him with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you for Dave, and thank you for his commitment to you. Amen.
Amen.
The verse is from John chapter 14, it's verse 21. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will show myself to him.
Shaking with cold, I understand. We'll keep this moving on. Okay, just a few questions. Dave, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
With the Lord's help, I will.
Having heard of your repentance and your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.